Ron DeSantis demands Joe Biden allow unvaccinated military to return to service. By Hannah Blow on September 20, 2022. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., posed a question on Monday following President Biden's admission that the Chinese coronavirus pandemic is now over, inquiring when the president will allow those who were forced to leave the military due to the vaccine mandate to return. Biden declared the pandemic is over. So, when will he let those discharged from the military due to vax mandates return to protecting our country? The governor asked. His remark followed Biden's weekend admission during an appearance on 60 Minutes, conveniently deeming the pandemic over weeks ahead of the midterm elections. Notably, millions of Americans have already accepted the end of the pandemic for well over the last year, long returning to a state of pre-pandemic normalcy despite the Biden administration's attempts to force masks and vaccines on the American people. In fact, the Supreme Court dealt a massive blow to the president's latter attempt earlier this year, knocking down Biden's Occupational Safety and Health Administration (OSHA) mandate, which would have affected tens of millions of American workers. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made a similar argument after Biden's admission, contending that Biden is still kicking tens of thousands of healthy soldiers out of the military with his COVID vaccine mandate. These soldiers should be reinstated immediately, Pompeo added. As Breitbart News reported, the Pentagon is poised to expel tens of thousands of troops who have not complied with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's vaccine mandate, issued in August 2021. Republican lawmakers say 100,000 troops face discharge over the president's vaccine mandate. And now, after the Pentagon has tried, and failed, to make up the difference by reducing recruitment standards, over 100,000 active service members, who taxpayers paid to train, face discharge during the worst recruiting year in our military's history, Representative Mike Johnson, RLA, said in a statement. Thousands of troops have already been given involuntary discharges due to the mandate.